And everybody that's read through this knows that there's a radical difference in the way we look at this occurring. We're suggesting that there should be a national calendar for these things, that anybody can submit proposals to the network programming coordinator about network broadcasts, and that there will be decisions made on a quarterly basis about these things. That decision-making will include, you know, almost everybody in the network. We also are proposing that there be weekly communication between, you know, for example, the editorial and the news staff, so that there is an awareness of what are the events that are boiling up at the local station signal areas, as well as what are some of the issues that are occurring in the news that Pacifica may be able to do, that will basically set the tone for reporting rather than following what's going on with mainstream media. So I think the rest of this document suggests a much more collaborative model for both scheduling and producing these broadcasts, so that not the same voices and the same producers produce these things time after time after time, but so that we actually give people at the local stations a chance to propose broadcasts in toto. And it also enables us to let people that never get a chance to work on these to show what they've got to offer. Because I'm convinced that we've got much better production resources in the network than we typically hear on the national broadcasts. In other words, I'm saying I think we've got producers in the network that never do that, that could make the broadcast that we've heard in the past sound like Velveeta. So there's other stuff that supports that.
Okay.
and details that. Commission programming is the next one. Is there any question about that?
If there isn't, Rob, I'd like to ask you to recall the decision about the network. I'm sorry, about the affiliate programming, because I don't recall our having made a decision about that or even really discussing it at length. And I'd like
to
know.
Yeah, somebody said there was a brief discussion in which people said, if we leave the affiliate, I would prefer having it in there. But somebody said, if you put the stuff about affiliate programming in there, they don't, you know, we haven't had any affiliate programming on the air, that will be
not true. We've got the program called Sprouts right now, which is basically bringing affiliate content to the network.
Well, then let's do this. Do we want to add back the brief paragraph about affiliate programming so that's there?
I'd like to see it in there. I think it's.
You want to make a motion, Ken?
I will move. I will move that
okay.
We restore it and that we mention Sprouts as an example of effective affiliate level affiliate derived programming.
Okay, good point. I like it. Does anyone have? Is there an objection to that? Okay.
No, I was about to say. I mean, if we were going to take affiliates out, we really should have pulled Ursula in to.
Yeah.
You know, speak
okay.
on that issue.
Well, I'll just.
So
I
tell me
just,
what you want in there.
No. I have that paragraph. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I've got it on the screen. But basically, we're going to take the sentence that we had before and add the reference to Sprouts. Let me see if I can get it on the screen quickly. But we can do that. We're not going to change from what we had before. We're going to resuscitate it and add the mention of the use Sprouts as the example of affiliate programming. You're going to have to wait for a second for me to call the thing up on.
If anybody missed the latest version of Sprouts that was broadcast on KPFT today, do not miss it if it comes down to your thing. This is Stan Goff speaking for half an hour, and it is powerful. It is powerful.
Stan's great. Yeah.
Yep. Can't beat him.
Okay. So we know what we're going to do there, and I'll read it to you in a minute. In the meantime, the section of mission-driven programming, the reason that's so much longer...
Is that going to be 1.4?
It'll be... We'll put it where we had... yeah, it will. You're right. One network broadcast will become 1.3, and affiliate program will become 1.4.
Okay. So, I guess I should look in the former doc. We could probably find that in our former document.
I'm trying to find it right now.
except I've forgotten what I called it.
let me fool around with it, and we'll come back to that, okay? I know we can find it. But we're at 2.0. What you asked us to do was to add in the six purposes from the mission statement, which are A through E. Okay, and I just lifted the text out of the Articles of Incorporation. So that's
sorry.
Not significantly changed. Is there anything anybody wants to add or subtract on that?
Where are we? We're in two, mission-driven
2.0.
Programming?
2.0.
Okay.
I'm waiting for anybody to say, I see something and I have a question, or it's okay, let's leave it alone.
Works for me.
Okay. So that takes us to... that takes us to 2.1, programs that build understanding between people. I don't think there's anything different there. I think that's pretty much what we saw before. Okay, unless I hear something, we're going to go ahead. 3.0 is new.
Yeah, it sure is.
And let me explain. I mean, this is going to be a big issue for us. In the past, it's my understanding, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Well, I'm sure I'm not. We've had requests from, for example, commercial stations to use Pacifica programming. And for reasons that I'm not entirely clear on, and I'm sure that they're not irresponsible, we've said no. But I think the reality is that while we want to make as much of our programming as possible available to non-commercials through the affiliates program as inexpensively as possible. I mean, we want to create an appetite. The bigger the national appetite for Pacifica programming, the better we do. But I think we should be able to sell programming to commercials. But there's some things in doing that, I think there are several things that we have to be concerned about. One of them is, we have to be concerned about the fact that if somebody else is making money from it, we have to make some money from it. We cannot give up our independence, our ability to distribute programming that we produce. We can certainly not agree to give somebody a program in exchange for them having editorial control over what we produce. So what I've tried to do is state those things there, and indicate that probably it's going to be easier for us to do that with programming that we produce nationally. Now, I must tell you that I have had some discussions with other members of the Pacifica board about ways for which we might be able to do the same thing with programming that's produced at the local stations and may involve volunteers. So I think this is something where we'll have more to come, we'll add more later. But right now, I think what this does is it enables us to make Pacifica programming available to commercial stations, which will help us, you know, increase our revenues and help us build audience and help us provide funding for the people that are producing the progressive mission-driven programming at the local stations for us. So that's what that says. Time for comment.
I'd like a clarification of sentence number 3, I think it is. The executive director may consider requests by broadcasters to produce programming commissioned by other broadcasters for their exclusive use. What is? Give me an example of that, please.
Yeah, I mean, let's say that somebody starts, that we're in discussion with Free Speech Radio News for example, to make them formally a part of the Pacifica network, to make them employees of Pacifica, and to regularize FSRN so that we can, you know, improve it even more. Let's say that we begin distributing our news, our Pacifica news, to a commercial station or a group of commercial stations. They really like it, and they come back to us and say, hey, would you guys do specials for us about the Immokalee workers in Florida? And I don't see a problem for us doing stuff like that once we have a relationship with people. But if somebody says we want to take what's Jerry Quickly's show called, Alan?
Well, he shares a show called Beneath the Surface, but
okay.
3 out of 5 days of the week is with Jerry.
But let's say that somebody in Bakersfield wants Quickly, you know, wants Quickly's show for their station up in Bakersfield. My feeling is that we should be able to do that to expand our audience, as long as we don't tell Quickly that he has to tailor the show to what this guy that's buying it says.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're trying to go. I mean, if we really want the local stations, or if we want to create national programming, we have to find ways to get revenue out of it. I mean, one of the things that we...
Yeah, but this sentence doesn't say anything about revenue, and that's my concern about it.
Well, what is it that you'd like to change, Ken?
May consider requests by broadcasters to produce programming. When we say commissioned, does commissioned imply that it's going to be remunerated or not? Is that a clear implication or not?
No, a commission is just saying I'm asking you to do something special for me.
Right. Right.
I really like this show that you've sold us.
Yeah.
Could we get Quickly to do something that talks about the situation on grape workers in Bakersfield,
right,
and then Quickly says, yeah, I can do that. You know, but in something
then who
like
negotiates
that,
who negotiates the remuneration to the network for the use of the production time and all that? I mean,
well, I can't answer that at this point because I think that has to do with how we implement the policy. That involves getting our legal counsel involved in setting further parameters up there.
I guess my concern here, Rob, is that it does seem to open the door to the possibility
we may consider requests. It doesn't say we have to do it because we don't have to do it. When we could have a policy that says Pacifica will never sell programming to anybody.
I'm not trying to go there. I'm just trying.
I didn't mean that. I'm just saying all this says is that if somebody asks us to do something for money.
Well, it doesn't say for money though. It doesn't say for money. That's my concern. It doesn't say for money. It just says request. That's the concern. And I don't really have the language for that, but I just think that it needs to be explicit that we're talking about a commercial relationship here and not a gratis type of thing.
What about produce for fee?
Yeah, anything
programming like commissioned by the broadcaster.
Produce paid programming or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay,
or,
just paid. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's just add paid there. Okay, that's simple.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Ken.
And do the
Teresa,
programmer
you got that?
Under three.
Middle of the paragraph, between produce and programming, put the word paid.
And do the programmers get paid for this?
What it says at the bottom is, proceeds from the sale of Pacifica programming shall be allocated to support the continuing production and staffing of such programs, to support the stations that develop the original show, and to support the development of national programming.
And
the
programmers get paid for this?
The money will go to support them, yes. Yes. Does it mean that they're going to get a salary of X, Y, or Z? We're not defining that here. We're just saying that the proceeds from such a sale obviously have to go to support the continuing production of the show. We've been in situations of Pacifica in the past where we start distributing programs to people and then we don't have the money to continue them, and we stop. And then we don't have relationships with people. So one of the things that we should obviously do if somebody wants a program that we're producing, is make sure that the money will continue the production of that program.
I'm sorry, Rob, but I don't know where you want the word paid.
In the middle of the paragraph.
The sentence starts with?
The executive director.
Okay, may consider requests by broadcasters to produce paid
programming.
Okay, paid. All right, got it. Paid programming commissioned by other broadcasters for their exclusive use.
Yep.
That's the only change.
I think it's a good one. Simple.
Okay.
Commercial programming, that's the other change. We have on some of our local stations shows which basically support, I would say, people that are selling goods and services. And it's been a bone of contention in the past, and I think it's an issue. What I'm saying basically there is that we need to develop criteria so that we're not supporting programming that's antithetical to the mission, because most of you that have, you know, read the history know that, that Lou Hill and the people that developed Pacifica specifically did not want Pacifica Radio to be about selling people stuff. And we do have shows that get into selling from time to time, and they create, you know, they create controversies. And what I'm trying to say here is that we need to have a criteria that define when something is fundamentally commercial. We don't say exactly that we've made a decision on that now, but I think we're saying we have to, you know, we have to do that. Is that, how does everyone feel about that?
Well, if I could throw in a controversial example, what about the Gary Null Show?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Yeah.
I mean, because to me, I think given the amount of revenue that it generated for Pacifica, given the amount of value that it produced for its listeners, the fact that it was known that Gary Null does sell some things, although he doesn't, I don't believe he sells them over the air, but he does profit from the sale of items that people may find an interest in due to his show. Seems to me, in that particular case, to have been justifiable, but that's personal opinion.
Well, I think that that's a good case. And what I'm not saying is that Gary Null's show is an example of X or Y.
Right.
What I'm saying is we have these debates, you know, about shows like that. And what I'm saying is we have to have some kind of standards that define when something is fundamentally commercial, so that we can say to the programmer, either don't do it this way,
mm-hmm.
or we're taking you off the air because what you're doing is you know, cuts against the grain of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have those parameters and criteria in place.
I agree.
What I'm saying is let's do that so that these discussions don't go on forever and ever.
In your view, given the wording of this paragraph 4 here, would Gary Null's show have qualified as commercial programming or not?
I don't know, because we haven't defined what the criteria are going
to
be.
Oh, I thought this was an attempt to define it. Because hosts that are largely engaged in promoting products and service, blah, 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 blah.
How do you decide that that's the case? I think we have to be a little more specific there. And I'm not sure, because I think that his show has changed significantly in how it approaches those things recently, and I'm not sure that it's the problem that it was when I first started listening to it. But what I'm trying to say is that so that these issues don't boil up forever, let's come up with a policy. We also have, for example, at the local station, and this may be a better example, we've got programmers that come on the air and sell tickets to stuff all the time. And
sure,
some of them get... Yeah, well, it's about, we want you to come out and go to this and go to that and so on and so forth.
They're promoting. Yeah.
They're promoting. And
right.
and I think for some things that may be okay, but it gets to the point where it's not about the mission.
Yeah.
And so I think what we have to do is we have to identify what are the things that make it commercial, and basically say, if this is going on at your station, then you have to do something about it. But I think this is a very good case in point where we have to ask program directors to tell us what are the things that are desirable in this. In other words, in preventing us from becoming commercial, you know, how do we do stuff that prevents things that are not good from happening, and how do we not adopt a remedy that's worse than the disease? And I don't think we're trying to say that we know the answer now. I think we're trying to say we need to have a criteria in place for what this is so that the local stations, so that somebody can raise the issue, they can make a determination, and if there's an appeal, then the appeal will come to the committee and we'll drop the hatchet. But let's not keep arguing about these things year after year after year.
I recommend substituting the word such for the word this to begin the last sentence in paragraph 4.
Okay. That's fine with me. I think that's good.
Hey, Rob?
Yes, Sean.
That was Alan.
Sean?
Alan?
Hey, Rob? Alan, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, as I told Rob earlier today, I'm going to have to take off now, and I've got to drive home, and this is too text-based for me to follow it over the phone in the car. So
okay.
I'm just going to look for the corrected text and try to provide comments from there.
Okay, if there are any problems that you've got, you know, and you don't have time to read everything, tell us what you think are problems, and we'll try to address them.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks a lot. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Same goes with me, Rob, as we discussed earlier this evening. I have to go to that.
You've got a community commitment, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, thank you.
But I will definitely go through whatever you send me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. The New Voices segment. That was there before as well. Do we have any...
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Any changes about that, Patty? We're not hearing anything from you. Are you okay? Joe?
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Sorry, guys. I'm tied up with work. I'm just catching up with you.
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
This is Teresa, and I missed the last instruction that you gave. It was on something under commercial programming.
We're on page 3?
Yeah.
Item 4.0?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you want there?
The second sentence says, this programming is antithetical to the Pacific Emission.
Yes.
We're replacing the word this with the word such.
Such, okay. All right.
Okay. Now we're on New Voices 5.0. Any comments? People.
What is that? Let me see. The second sentence say. Is
Adnan?
That a typo or?
I'm sorry. Where?
The second sentence. Accordingly.
Local stations must provide training.
Not a train.
No, I mean we want HO trains all over the place at Pacifica. Yeah, right.
Where are we now? On New Voices, okay.
Yeah, we're in the second paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Trainees should be routinely involved.
Training should be.
No, he means the second sentence of the first.
Got
it.
Accordingly, local stations must provide training.
Right. As opposed to
training to existing? You mean?
Training via formal training programs. In other words, everybody's got to have training for staff.
Training too.
Provide training to existing and new. Okay.
That's right, in the Pacific Alliance.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Say that again.
Accordingly, local stations must provide training to removing via formal training programs and inserting to.
I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure where we are here.
Okay, after training, we add the ing to train?
Yes.
Okay. Strike the next 4 words.
Should be routinely involved.
No.
Okay, under New Voices.
Right.
Second sentence.
Second sentence.
Begins accordingly.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Accordingly, local stations... Go ahead. Say
okay.
it again.
Local stations must provide training.
Okay.
Did you add the ing?
All right.
And remove the comma?
Mm-hmm, okay.
And then remove the four words after comma?
Okay.
And the next comma, and insert the word to.
Must provide training to existing and. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And why don't we want it to say formal training programs?
I think it just it's simpler to say it this way. It's fewer words, and it says the same thing.
Well, the advantage of saying via formal training programs is that there would be something for volunteers, new volunteers and so forth, to feel they could plug into rather than having to wait for management or whoever to get to training them. So I don't think it's a bad thing to have it in there. But personal thought.
Adnan?
Yeah, I don't disagree, but yeah.
Do we want to go with the two, or do we want to go with the formal training?
Or you can have both. Must provide.
I mean, you can't say train. Must provide training existing. I mean, you have to have.
We provide training via formal training programs
to existing.
You have to have the word. You have to have two to, sound,
yeah.
to make it sound.
You have to have two in either case.
Grammatically correct.
Two, is it two or four?
Or four, whatever, some sort of preposition, or. Yeah,
I think I like
training.
Two because it,
hmm?
It. I like two personally because it means clearly that these
okay.
people are recipients.
Okay, Teresa, it's training,
mm-hmm.
comma via formal training programs,
uh huh,
comma to existing.
Okay, got
Okey
it.
Okey-dokey. Programming resources. Anything there we want to change? Do we want to take out that parenthetical comment at the end of the second paragraph? Or is that helpful?
I don't think it hurts. Since you're doing it on many of these other paragraphs, I think it's not
okay.
a bad thing. It seems to be part of a leitmotif that you've sort of set up there.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was a bad leitmotif. people like Mr.
On,
Rhodes has it. You know, people like Sean, rightfully as a concern that we've got, you know, we may have too much overgrowth in the verbiage.
Before we go on, I'd like to talk about the adjournment of this meeting. I need to leave myself in about 15 minutes at the latest, and I'm wondering if we're even going to have much in the way of quorum to continue this.
Same here. I'm going to need to also depart.
Could we agree to just get as much as we can done in the next, like, till say 20 after 9 and then call it quits then?
Well, here's the problem. I mean, we can. Here's my concern. Basically, the policy is contained through page 5. If we can support this document now, then we can take it to the national board and say we would like you to, you know, to accept this policy and support it.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do to make it palatable for everyone is to say that we would like you to provisionally adopt this as Pacifica policy,
mm-hmm.
with proviso that for the next 3 months or for the next 4 months, that we will invite the members of, you know, the general managers and the program directors to participate in the programming committee meetings to discuss things that they think need to be added or changed in the policy. And at the same time, we will circulate it to the local station boards,
mm-hmm.
for comments so that we can take their comments and add them into the document. My concern is that if the PNB doesn't adopt it, if they just circulate it to the stations,
mm-hmm.
for the general managers and the program directors, or if they send it to the,
mm-hmm.
LSBs, with all due respect, it,
mm-hmm.
could be another year before we,
yep.
get anything back.
I totally agree.
And since this is a policy document, and I don't think any of us feel, you know, loath to entertain stylistic changes or language changes, I think it's very important that we have a coherent policy about how we're doing programming in place, because we need to be able to say to management in future, this is what we want you to be doing. You know, we don't want you to just do what you're doing. We want you to be implementing this policy. So I feel very strongly that if we can at least finish to page 5 tonight, or if we have to reconvene at some point tomorrow.
I think we can. I think if we just get on it, we could get that done in a matter of a few minutes. We're almost there. But I'm just asking that we not try to take this thing on long.
Yeah.
You know, if we need to, I mean, well, or, anyway, that was just
well,
the point.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're losing our membership so faster that it's becoming hard to argue that it's representative.
All right, programming resources. We got through 6.0. We're at 7.0, the role of the affiliates. We discussed this before.
Yes.
So I don't see any changes necessary there. Program evaluation, that has not changed.
My word processor says that fulfills has two L's in it. The end of the first
I'm getting British on you. I'm sorry. Okay. Teresa?
Where are we?
8.0, third line down.
Program under program evaluation?
Uh-huh.
All right. 2L. Where is it? Where's the word?
Fulfills is F-U-L-F-I-L-L-S.
I know, but where is it?
Third line down under 8.0.
Okay, got it.
Anything else or anybody sees? Adnan?
No.
Okay. 9.0, using research. This, too, I think is relatively non-controversial. I mean, it's very controversial in the fact that we don't do it, but...
And you're asking folks to do something they haven't done.
Well, we're in radio, and you...
Okay, under using research.
Yeah.
The sentence that starts, because audience research is fundamentally a tool, those who don't understand its use, you don't want
tend to misuse it.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Well, that goes back to why we need to train people. Okay. 10.0, compliance with federal laws and regulations. I don't think that's changed either.
I would say, in order to protect our free speech rights, staff must be trained in what these rights are instead of they.
I'm sorry, repeat that. Please, Teresa.
Staff must be trained in what these rights are, how to exercise them, and how to protect them. Because when you first use the word they...
Oh, okay. Fine. Well. Okay, and the programming calendar and the days in history.
Has anybody talked to Howard to see if he's interested in doing this?
I have. There's somebody here that knows him a little bit. You know, he's older now and sort of semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is that he's not going to be able to do it all himself,
mm-hmm.
but it might be a nice legacy-type thing for him. So, no, the answer is no, we don't know. But
Well, then I think we should word that a little more loosely. Like hopefully with the leadership of, or something like that. Perhaps with the leadership of, I don't know. But if we don't know that he's going to be willing to provide it, I don't think
with the leadership
with the leadership of someone like.
Yeah.
On the order of Dr.
Yes.
Howard.
Yes, that would be excellent.
So which words do you want to use? equally in conjunction with the Pacifica Archives and with the leadership of...
A historian on the order of Dr. Howard Zinn.
Of an historian...
Or the caliber of...
I think we want to use alternative historian. There.
The leadership of an alternative historian... Such as Dr. Howard Zinn, or on
yeah.
the order of?
Yeah.
On the order
of
Dr. Howard Zinn. Okay, equally, in conjunction with Pacifica Archives and with the leadership of an alternative historian on the order of Dr. Howard Zinn, comma, Pacifica should produce a historical calendar involving. Okay.
Now we're on 12.0?
Yeah, we're on 12.0 now, and my telephone is just about to die. Hold on, I got to change handset. Okay.
Have policy that mentions people like Zinn and Schwarzenegger and Democracy Now, where it actually mentions specific individuals, programs, and such.
I want to agree kind of with what Teresa's saying there, although I think we can mention Zinn because he is almost eponymous as a alternative historian. But I think the example of Schwarzenegger's assault on California's public and private sector unions is probably not something, because it's so timely, it's so current, that it's
too topical, you think?
It's too time-limited. And if this is a policy that's meant to last for a period of time, I think it's generally not a good idea to mention examples from current events if you can avoid them.
Okay.
Personally,
well,
that's a personal thought, but I'm not going to fight it.
Okay, should we say such as the Voting Rights Act renewal and then just leave it at that?
Well, that's up to you, but my point was, I was thinking overall, I was actually thinking when I first saw the example of Democracy Now, I thought, I just don't know whether we want to actually make that part of our policy to discuss a specific show like that, but do what you want.
I think Democracy Now! Is unique enough in what it has accomplished that it needs to be mentioned and it shouldn't be a problem. I think mentioning Schwarzenegger and that kind of stuff, I think it's just too local and it's too specific in time to be part of a policy that's meant to last for possibly a very long time.
Well, then let's just be clear. So on 11.0, the second sentence will read, the calendar should track national and international events, arts and cultural events, dialogues and trends that impact Pacifica's constituencies, period.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think so. I think it's
and then we
that
go
that
back to equally.
They don't need examples. People understand what that means.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to pull that up and make that correction. Okay, tell me, okay, where are we at?
11.0. Sentence number two that begins the calendar.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did not hear you when you said what point O? Under what?
11.0.
11.0. Okay.
Okay.
Program
second
calendar.
Sentence beginning the calendar.
Yes.
Go down two lines where it says impact Pacifica's constituencies. put a period after constituencies.
Okay.
And kill everything after that. The next sentence will begin equally, comma. And you've got the changes for that. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Now we're 12.0, implementing national programming. Anything there? I don't think we've changed anything there.
Something just occurred to me in looking at all these numbers.
Yes.
After the bolded items.
Yeah.
Just for consistency's sake, we should decide whether they're going to be periods or whatever.
They should all be colons.
Okay.
I made a mistake in a couple of places.
Under implementing national programming, you want a colon? Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Well, 7.0, 8.0, 9.0, 10.0, 11.0, 10.0, they all don't have colons for whatever.
I know. We have to clean that up.
Okay, no problem.
Are we done with
12?
Yep.
Then I'd like to mention two things before I depart.
Yes,
number one, our agreement heretofore does not include agreement on anything that we haven't touched on tonight, including the chart, right? The chart is not something that we've signed off on, right?
No, we haven't discussed the chart.
That's fine. Because I want to make sure we have a chance to discuss it, because I'm still having a problem with the wording on part one there. And the other thing
is... Can we try to get that cleared up, though?
Well, we can try, if you want, but I have to leave pretty quickly here. The other thing is that the two program ideas, I keep bringing them up and they keep getting dropped, but we did come up with two different thoughts about ways in which programming could be done now using very limited resources and meeting the kinds of things that we're talking about for national programming, and those were the outside-the-box idea and the rest-of-specific idea, and I would like to know how those are going to be included in the presentation to the board, or how they're going to get mentioned. Where is that going to happen? Because a fair amount of time was spent on both of those ideas in committee, and I don't think they can be dropped without asking the board or the committee to drop them.
Sure. I put something about pilot programs, but we can expand that line.
Is there something in this that we've already looked at about pilot programs?
It's in the implementing guidelines section, Ken, as I recall.
Guidelines.
So
okay.
Here's what I can do. Are you going to be available tomorrow?
Yes.
When's a good time to call you?
I need to be called ahead of time, but I can, at least a couple hours ahead of time. But you,
well, like
anytime
morning,
during the day.
Afternoon, evening?
Yeah, just call me in the morning and tell me
okay.
what time you'd like to do it. And
let
then
me zero in on the section, and we'll find it and then call you back. But I would like to can we get together and talk about the charts? Because I think that they're very helpful.
They're helpful, but I just disagree with a certain way in which roles are being defined on setting a program policy, and that's my big concern there.
Well, okay. Well, let's try to talk about that, and I'll try to talk to everyone else to see if we can get some consensus on that.
Okay.
Does anyone else because everyone wants to get off, and it's now 10:30. I'm going to get the language for the affiliate programs and circulate that to everybody this evening. So you can take a look at it, but I'd like a motion to accept the policy that we've discussed with the changes, certainly with proviso that if members of this committee have got other things where they want to make corrections or things that are ungrammatical or misspelled, or if they want to make suggestions, that if they can do it within the next couple of days, we'll entertain them and get it back to everybody. So could we get a motion like that?
So moved.
Okay. Second for the motion?
Second.
Okay. So we're going to adopt the policy that we've discussed this evening, and I will send to you tonight some information on the affiliate language that we're going to put in the one-point section, and then I'll try to talk to everybody about the issues that they may have around the backup documentations, the charts, and the implementing guidelines.
Good work, Rob.
Okay, are we going to approve these minutes before we get off the phone?
I think we've got Teresa, I think in this case,
Right.
We have to redraft it and send it to everybody.
Right.
And I need to call every single buddy that I can and try to make sure that if they got any qualms about this, because I don't want to put this out.
Right.
And let me ask one last thing. I would like somebody to help me. I mean, I'd like to send a report from the committee to the national board. So would somebody be willing to work with me on a report letter to the national board that includes text about this policy?
I can.
Pardon me?
I can.
Who is that?
This is Adnan.
Adnan. Does anyone have a problem with Adnan doing it? Does anybody want to work with him, or are you willing to let him work with me on getting that letter written?
I'd be willing to volunteer if you need a third party in there to help do some wordsmithing, but you
okay.
Call. Okay.
Okay, great. So, Adnan, I will get something to you late tonight, and I'll copy everybody. I'll copy everybody from the committee on that so they know. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got those. Yes, Teresa?
Do you want to repeat exactly what we've agreed to? You're going to adopt the policy as we have discussed this evening.
Yes.
You're going to redraft it and resend it out for comments.
Yes, including with the information about the affiliate programs in that one little section.
Mm-hmm.
Adnan is going to help me draft a letter, a report to the board that includes text about approving the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will speak to everybody tomorrow. Well, there's some language that I want to go over with Ken tomorrow. But I will talk to everybody tomorrow. I will call every member of this board that I can and say, are there issues in the charts that we can change to make, you know, so that we can include that with the report? Because I think that that's going to help the board in its adoption. Okay? But I want everybody to be comfortable with those charts.
Great. Good work, Rob. I got to go. Bye.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay.
He had to leave, but if anybody wants to discuss anything else, we still have a...
Rob, I have to depart. I guess I'll get the email and speak to you later.
Yes, I will send something to you late this evening at 9, I promise. I'll send the language about the affiliate stuff to everybody.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Rob, are you on?
I'm still on, Teresa.
Are we the only ones left on?
Well, I don't know
here.
Okay.
Sean can stay. He's Sean has a good eye.
You said like it's a bad thing.
Huh?
I must be.
No. It's not, Sean. It helps. Believe me.
Okay.
Okay, Teresa. What? Where are we now?
Well, we're at implementing guidelines. But what I want to tell you is that from the very beginning, when I took the when we took item 1.3 out and moved it up, it would not renumber things, and then it started not indenting them properly. So I'm going to attempt as best I can to put it together with the corrections, but I'm not sure that it will give it the same numbers and the same indentation that it had before. So.
Well. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're just taking, if you highlight the text that's there and remove it back to the first page, okay, you can put the text, you can make that paragraph 5, and you can highlight the language, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of the numbering is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So what was 1.4 network broadcast will become 1.3.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to add a new 1.4, which will be affiliate programming.
Well, I'm just telling you, Rob, you might have to do that yourself.
I know. I understand that. I understand that.
It's not cooperating with me.
Yeah, I have that problem with Word, too, and it's because I haven't been properly trained.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get in a jam... Oh, wait a minute. We should probably... we adjourned the meeting.
Oh, did we? We didn't call for a...
Yeah, we haven't adjourned. Let's adjourn now because we're losing people. I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, it's 10:30 right now.
Second.
I'm adjourning the meeting at 10:30 of the programming committee.